7.
Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of our program. You're listening to Uncommon Awareness. I'm your host, Dr. Lorraine Hurley. www.drhurley.net. That's drhurley.net. And we are fortunate enough to have Bruce Rawls. Bruce, your mouth, your name is a mouthful. Bruce Rawls with us on our program. If you missed any part of the first hour, I encourage you to get the archive of the podcast and listen to it. He's laying a framework for us. He's laying a foundation for us to understand the symbolic nature of geometry throughout our entire world. And his website, where you can just go to thegeometrycode.com, or you can go to brucerawls.com. The Geometry Code website is very instructive and helps you to kind of get your bearings. And Bruce, what I was wondering, what I wanted to talk about is, you know, you'd mentioned, and I understand what you're saying, we cannot talk about specific geometries and specific, you know, ways in which they'll specifically heal and so forth, because there's a lot of cultural and historic overlay. I think you and I both agree that there's a time on this planet when people had a much more profound understanding of universe, the interconnectedness of all things, and we're rediscovering it. We're finding our way back home. At least I choose to keep an optimistic view on things. One of the things that's kind of contemporary that is of huge fascination to a lot of people are crop circles. Have you done any work with crop circles?
You know, a little. I have a number of colleagues that have done a lot more than I have. One in particular, John Martineau, who's done some analyses of the geometry that of this crop circles or serial formations, whatever you want to call them, that are just fascinating. We did have, my wife and I did have an opportunity to walk through one of them in Cornwall, England, about a decade ago. And my wife is sort of more of a skeptic on some of the stuff than I, but when we saw the stock over stock weaving, you can't see this on the radio, but I'm putting my fingers together, kind of like weaving a basket, you know. And it was astonishing how much detail there was in this formation. And these appear very quickly. I did go to a crop circle conference in Tempe, Arizona, also about a decade ago now, I suppose. And one of the researchers, there was a pilot. His name is Bussy Taylor. So this is about third-hand information, but he said one of his pilot buddies flew over Stonehenge, which is a pretty unmistakable landmark on the Salisbury Plain there in the United Kingdom. And I'm sure pictures of Stonehenge, you know, occur to people's minds as I'm mentioning it, and you can kind of imagine that's a pretty difficult landmark to mistake for something else. Anyway, he was flying, this friend of a friend was flying over Stonehenge to refuel his plane. When he came back, less than an hour later, there was this huge fractal geometric crop circle. This was similar to what's called a Julia set, if anybody, your listeners are familiar with that, the name. It's kind of like the Mandelbrot set, only not quite the same, if you're familiar with those patterns. And it happened within less than an hour in broad daylight, right across the highway, which we've been on from Stonehenge, you know, covering, I don't know how many acres it covered, but this enormous formation, this giant fractal Julia set-like formation. So if somebody was hosting that, they did an incredibly good job. And the same thing was true with our observation of the one that we walked through, that the stock over stock, none of them broken, all still growing, but then at right angles and woven together with in phenomenal precision. And so if these are being hoaxed, I mean, some of them are obviously, like we saw one that was a cigarette ad on the side of it.
Yeah.
That was a pretty obvious hoax, yeah. But some of them are pretty difficult to explain, and the geometries of these are, I think it's sort of like, you know, pictures of a thousand words, and some of the patterns, sort of go right into your, consciousness, awareness, mind, whatever you want to call it, and impart an understanding or intelligence that you can't really put into words adequately. And I think a lot of people have been fascinated with these structures for that reason. I think the underlying take-home lesson is that there's a greater awareness. Obviously, we could ascribe it to the planet, but I think it's important to go beyond just that and look at the more universal awareness that permeates everything. And I think that's, to me, the most important take-home lesson, and which kind of would possibly lead into the basic premise of this second book that I've worked on that you mentioned. Thank you for that, by the way. It's called The Geometry Code. And geometry is actually, you know, full disclosure here, is a backdrop or a background topic for the second book, where the first one was, you know, almost all geometric patterns. The second one really is more about the metaphysics and the kind of the structure for that is these seven hermetic laws, and the first of which is the law of mentalism that says everything is mind. And I ran across this book called The Kybalion that last year celebrated its centennial anniversary. At least the version I have here, it was published in 1912, and it supposedly, the authors claim that it was essentially Hermes Trismegistus, who is supposedly the architect of the Great Pyramid and the inventor of everything from astronomy and mathematics to all kinds of sciences and arts that we now take for granted. And it kind of ties into what you were alluding to earlier, that the Giza complex may be much, much older than is originally or, you know, conventionally assumed to be. When we were in Egypt with Greg Braden 20 years ago, now coming up on 21, we had the privilege of being in the audience of John Anthony West, who is an Egyptologist, some consider a rogue Egyptologist, who basically described at that time, we were sitting there at the Menhouse Hotel looking at the pyramids behind us, and he was saying how he masked off a portion of the Sphinx and gave it to his colleague, who was a very well-respected geologist named Robert Schock. And what he did was masked it off in such a way that all it would look like is, you know, it's just some nondescript piece of you know, well, like a cliff or something like that. You really couldn't tell what it was, other than you could see the weathering in the structure. And but you couldn't see that. You wouldn't look at it and say, "Oh, there's the Sphinx." You'd say, "Oh, here's a you know, a rock wall or maybe you know, a side of a cliff or something like that." And so West asked Schock, he says, "Well, what caused this erosion?" And he says, "Well, centuries, if not millennia, of water erosion."
Right.
And then he pulled off the masking and then revealed that it was really the Sphinx, and he said, "Oh," like, whoops.
Yep.
there goes the conventional theory that you know, this is a pharaonic structure built by, you know, megalomaniac rulers.
Right.
To glorify their name, you know, kind of thing. And so that kind of shut that theory out of the water kind of thing. But I thought that
well,
was
and it's just, it's amazing to me how reticent is actually a kind word, you know, contemporary science is to explore things from a much more mystical, there's just, science has really become very, very, very dogmatic to the point where I'll say it, it's much more religion than true open-minded inquiry, because
right.
I mentioned that video that a friend had sent me, and that's what they say, is you can't, the fact that this is water weathering, that this is, it means that it has to, when was the last time that we had significant water, rain, you know, rain in this region, and it takes you back tens of thousands of years, not 2,500
right, exactly.
years. And
right.
The crop circles,
that was the point that he was making.
Right. And the crop circles, I'll just share with you, I know you're not an expert, but I appreciate you giving us that. If you look at these photos, the fact that anyone could conceive of these as a hoax is, again, why are we refusing to acknowledge these deeper realities? These, because you're a philosopher and you're a mystic, and you know, they're quantum physics. I feel like that's my, I hold on to that for all I'm worth, because that is really acknowledging what the ancients seem to understand very intuitively, very experientially, is actually telling us everything that you are saying. It validates multiverses. It validates multiple dimensions. It validates the fact that there are energies. Just because we can't hear it and see it doesn't mean that there isn't this vibrant life. And again, I'll just call it the music of the spheres going on around us. And some people have posited that the crop circles are actually an attempt to communicate with us in ways. Like you said, you have this profound kind of effect on your consciousness when you're in one. I haven't been. It's one of my life goals to get to one. But you know, were you mystical before you began to investigate this, or did your investigation?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, even in grade school, like, I kind of started looking at the world like, you know, this doesn't make any sense, you know. And I always wanted to know, well, what's the real purpose of this, you know, wacky world that we're in? So there's always been that emphasis in my approach to things.
What are some of the other, you know, these phenomenal structures or, you know, you mentioned Stonehenge, and we talk about the pyramids, and there's many other mysteries that are on the planet. What are some others that you could speak to us about in terms of the geometry let me back up a bit. I know that we're not going to talk specifically on what heals what, but what is the character? Can you give us kind of a character? What types of geometries do we see most prevalent within some of these mystery structures on the planet?
Well, to answer your question, I think there's tons of them out there. I think after I visited the Great Pyramid, the experience that I had in what's called the King's Chamber, which I think is a misnomer, in what's called the sarcophagus, which I think is also a misnomer, a granite box inside that room, was that of like a thousand voice choir singing through me as I began toning and very quickly finding the resonant frequency of that whole structural complex. And I'm not alone in that, because other people I've heard, you know, have done similar things and had this sort of, you know, experience that there's something more to it. And I think it's a resonant device that enables that kind of experience. But I don't think it's unique to a particular structure, which is why I think that kind of triggered a deeper search to find something that was more universal. And it wasn't something that required visiting a particular place or a particular so-called sacred site. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I think there's a lot of, you know, interest in that, and certainly I started with that. But I think what that triggered for me was a realization that, and you mentioned healing, I think the healing that really takes place is in the mind and not the body.
Right. Mind is primary. And there's really only one mind, of which we're all taking part of. We've talked about that before. We have to take a quick commercial break. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Commercial break, and we want to thank you for being here with us, and we want to particularly thank our guest, Bruce Rawls, thegeometrycode.com, or BruceRawls.com, and he was just sharing an experience he had while in the King's Chamber, probably a misnomer, and I agree with you, Bruce, but I wanted to share with you a quick little experience I had this weekend, again, using sound. You know, you have a mathematical background that I lack, so it's a little hard for me to understand this, but you know, I have heard it said that basically all is vibration, all is music. And one of the people at the conference this weekend brought to us, somebody had taped crickets. And they're very loud and on. And we all know the sound of crickets, right? And they can be very, for me, I love the sound of crickets or frogs singing when I go out at night. What they decided to do was slow it down until it was about the speed of a human voice. And the really rapid, you know, chirping of crickets slowly became an angelic chorus. I mean, the music was phenomenal, and yet it was embedded in the song of a cricket. And when we slowed it down, you could actually hear this, and it was like an angelic host singing. That, you know, this kind of stuff just, it makes me realize how little we're actually aware of. And you've mentioned mind, and I know that you can talk to us a lot about this, and maybe that's what, you know, what we can finish up the second hour with, is because when we talk about unity and we talk about consciousness, we really are talking about the many schools of thought say that we're all just part of one great creative mind. And you mentioned Hermeticism in the first rule of mentalism. And the Kabbalon, how you had came, is it, am I saying that right, the Kabbalon?
Actually, the Kabbalion. It's a book that I came across several decades ago that was actually published in the early 1900s. It's K-Y-B-A-L-I-O-N, and there's seven hermetic laws in it that I basically wove into this second book. And because it's a deceptively simple little book, but I think there's some profound ideas in it. and ways of looking at it. One of the seven laws is vibration. There's mentalism, all is mind, correspondence, which is, most people are actually probably more familiar with this than the rest, which is the as above, so below, as below, so above, which you could also, using the law of mentalism, translate as within, so without, which is, you know, kind of, the universe really is a reflection of our mind. And,
right.
And I think that any metaphysical system worth its salt will address that in some way.
Right.
And then the third one is vibration, and we've talked about that at length, and polarity is the idea of that in the world that we seem to be living in, there's always opposites, and yet the truth of what we are, beyond our personas and bodies has no opposites. But that's the all-inclusive identity that we all share. The laws of rhythm, which are essentially vibration on a much slower scale, the seasons and so forth are classic examples. Cause and effect, which again alludes to the idea that our mind is the cause and the effect is the outpicturing of that mental process. And then the last is gender or generation, which basically lets us know that the families or the patterns that we see around us are specific to individual, not just genetics necessarily, but the quality or the attributes propagate. And I think the take-home lesson for us on these laws is that what we hold in mind then propagates into our awareness. And there's really, it kind of distills down to two thought systems, which is what I put in this first chapter of the book, which you can get on the Geometry Code website for free. I put that chapter out there just to give people an introduction and to let them know that it's not just about geometry. In fact, that's really a background idea. But the thought system of inclusion is basically what really does the healing in the mind. That really brings us to an awareness that we're all one being, if you will. And the way we practice that in practical terms is by shared interest, by doing the things that we would call kind or helpful, and looking for opportunities to take down the mental walls that we have, I call them we-they concepts.
Right.
And they're so pervasive in our culture that we don't even, they're like, you know, telling a fish about water. We're so entrenched with thinking in terms of our provincial attitudes. We're talking about the pyramids and we think that our specific little epoch in time is the big deal, and yet, maybe life goes back quite a bit further than just on this planet, let alone throughout the cosmos, than we generally want to admit. I think it helps us to kind of broaden our perspective on things.
I couldn't be more in agreement with you, Bruce, and I think, and I appreciate you for sharing this. We're going to hold that thought and come back and talk more about the collective consciousness or unity or oneness and how maybe we can break down the barriers of separation, what it's costing us to hold to that. And while we're on the break, why don't you go over and visit the website, the Geometry Code, and look up the first chapter of his book, which he's generously put online for us.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities.
Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Okay, welcome back from that break. Thank you for joining us today. I just discovered Chapter 1 of the Geometry Code. I went online, Bruce, and I'm just going to go ahead and give our listeners so we can shift this conversation into really what does matter more than geometry. What does my identity have to do with geometry? What's the intent here? What's the point? It might seem peculiar that a book supposedly about geometric symbolism, a subject with very tangible shapes and substance, would begin with a chapter about identity. Thought systems, selves, and interpretations, the realm of the abstract, intangible, and mental. There's no point in delaying the inevitable questions. What does identity have to do with form? Why talk about thought systems first before getting into the myriad shapes that seem to have such magical appeal? Well, hoorah. Thank you. I love that already. And I'm only sorry that I don't have your book yet. I didn't appreciate that we had you on as a guest until actually last night. But why don't we start there? Why don't you tell us a little bit about what your intent is and why you felt, why are you pulling this together for us?
Well, to give you some background, to tie into what my earlier personal saga, it was basically, looking at the mystical aspects of things and wanting to know what's universal, what really doesn't change depending on circumstance or person or place or time, you know, all those things. And as I mentioned earlier, I kind of grew up with an interest in physics leading to metaphysics, and the metaphysics really is to me about how can we apply these, you know, abstract ideas in a pragmatic way. And the most pragmatic of all is our concept of ourself, and that is not a small thing.
Right.
Our identity really influences every aspect of the quality of our life, and if we get that right, then everything else kind of falls into place. Maybe not necessarily in terms of form, but in terms of our experience of how we relate to what seems to be going on around us in this world. And so that's why I put that chapter at the beginning, because if you have that premise and that foundation, then everything else is basically supplementary to it. And that's why I wanted to put that out first. Because it really seems like it boils down to just really one of two thought systems or two identities that we can have. And the first is essentially an identity that we thought we have forsaken, but really never left. And you could, you know, a lot of philosophers and poets and mystics down through the ages have tried to put this in, you know, out in a variety of ways, but I think it kind of distills down to the quality of oneness that we all know that we are a part of. And the only reason that we think of it as a part of it is because we're so identified with our bodies and our individual lives that we think that's the big deal. We're so fixated and provincially glued to this idea that we're this separate self. And that's why I think it led it very nicely into the second chapter, which was about the take-home lessons from modern physics, which is, things like the Copenhagen interpretation, which, you know, some of the luminaries of the last century, Einstein, Bohr, Planck, Heisenberg, and those folks got together in Copenhagen, Denmark, and in the early days of the quantum theory. And what they were realizing with things like the double slit experiment, for example, that showed that mind was a primary factor in their experiments, which kind of threw the whole Newtonian thing out of the water. And I think it's easy to gloss over that important fact that what they were, their jaws were dropping about, these, you know, world-renowned physicists that we now hold in high regard, they were blown away by the fact that their expectations determined the outcome of whether or not a particle or a wave was detected. And it had nothing to do with any other factor other than what they expected to observe was what their detectors would reveal.
Right.
And it's like this was not a fun idea for them, because it basically said, we got to go back to the drawing board here, folks, because the whole premise that we were basing our science on was the materialistic view was fundamentally flawed. That the idea that matter was primary and mind was just sort of like, oh, well, we'll have to fit that in somewhere, was not going to fly anymore. And
right.
So I think that was one of those pivotal moments in our history that our culture still doesn't really appreciate fully, that mind is actually primary and causal, and matter is just an incidental byproduct of mind. And that's, I think, what mystics and philosophers from time immemorial have been trying to tell us. And if you read poems by Rumi or study, you know, ancient traditions or whatever, you know, they all kind of lead to that understanding that there's an identity that transcends any limited self that we could possibly imagine. And the way we apply that is, the way our training wheels to get to that awareness is to find shared interests and also by trusting an awareness that's greater than our personal self. I think those two things are pivotal in that process.
That's right. And people, you know, again, only because I've been on this journey myself now for a number of years, as it took me some time to actually perceive that this wisdom, this help, this love, this principle that was the creational force for the universe actually resided within me. I mean, until I could take 100% responsibility for what was going on in my life and appreciate that somehow when we talk about mind, too, we're talking about a kind of mixture of our thoughts and our feelings. Mind is not mm-hmm. just our thoughts. It's our experience, right?
Right.
Our experience kind of pouring out into the universe for us as a mirror. And but while that can be very, very frightening at first, or I know my initial reactions, and I just want listeners to understand, the initial reaction is, I can't possibly have that kind of power. I can't possibly have that kind of power. And
right.
and I don't mean power from an egotistical point of view. I mean power uh-huh. in the sense of empowerment. And so when you talk about true identity, and the ego is so, oh, boy, does it start to freak out when you start to consider these things. It'll give you a million and one reasons why you there's just no way you could possibly be this awesome,
Well, and of course, the truth of it is the individual self that we think we are, the who. Several years ago, I watched Horton Hears a Who. Dr. this movie, and I thought, what a great metaphor, because this entire planet resided on this little speck of dust that floated past the ear of an elephant, and Horton happened to hear the cries amplified through a megaphone of these little Whoville residents, and and realized that the planet needed to be saved. But the whole point is that we're so provincially focused on these little identities that we think, the who's that we think we are, that we forget that the what we are is this, beyond any cosmology we can imagine. And that is staggering, and it does threaten our ego tremendously. I mean, that's probably the number one thing, which is why it's not a very popular subject to explore, because it's threatening, and we rely on a sense of personal victimhood in order to maintain an identity, and that brings that totally into question, because
right.
it basically brings into question the whole premise that our suffering as a species and as individuals is really based on a decision rather than something that's out of our control.
That's right. And now what's happened, what's fine, I did some work as an activist, and I'm still involved in people who are, we call the movement truth activism. And, at some point you come to the realization, I mentioned earlier in our interview the Ho'oponopono, and this is something, again, attempting to grasp. Anything that we can perceive is somehow within us based on the law of fractals. So if I have if I perceive that somebody has a problem, or somebody comes to me that is ill, or somebody offends me in some way, if I can perceive, then actually what that means is that there's something within me that is resonating, and I can claim 100% responsibility for it by acknowledging that that is something within myself that has also created that. And of course, the Ho'oponopono is a healing. You say, when you recognize something, you own it, and you say this little prayer. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And this has a tremendous mm-hmm. healing impact on the planet, on yourself and the planet. This is why I'm so grateful for quantum physics. I'm so grateful for the elucidations of quantum physics, because in today's left brain dominant world, people really, there's so many, it's a portal, it's a doorway that I feel is helping us to get back to these deeper understandings of who and what
yes.
we are. And of
exactly.
course, oh, please go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to, disagreeing with you completely. Yeah.
Yeah. So this has impacted your personal worldview. This has impacted how you hold yourself in the world. And I do tell the audience all the time, thoughts are things, feelings are things. And that we can, through transpersonal transformation, we can, in fact, impact the world at large. We do matter. And there's something in the Earth's atmosphere, the Earth's consciousness, it's called the noosphere. Are you familiar with that term?
Yes,
Yeah, so our collective consciousness. So did this work evolve then for you as some is a way to it's healing work in and of itself. You wrote this book to help heal this belief that we have in separatism, this belief that we have in victimization. Would you say that that was part of your motivation?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I think what as you're mentioning those things, it reminds me that the shift in the emphasis becomes, I think, once you start exploring this realm of mind, you realize that, okay, if this is really where the true being exists, then the world, which is already kind of strange and bizarre if you think about it, becomes a bit more surreal. And not that we don't do the things that, you know, like you mentioned activism, and I still do a lot of the things that I feel that I can make a difference, but I think those things kind of pale in comparison to the impact that it can have on our experience, and by the principle of resonance, those around us that relate to what we're, you know, wanting to share, the idea that mind is primary, and who we are, it really kind of it becomes dwarfed by what we are as one shared interest, shared being, shared awareness that. Can take us home from this, again, like you said, the belief in separation that I think is really at the core of every problem that we can imagine.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. We only have a few minutes left in the second hour, but I'm going to have you back on. But we'll explore more of this, what we are, as we wind down our second hour of Uncommon Awareness. Thank you for joining
us. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
itself, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Okay, we're back. We're winding down our program, Uncommon Awareness. I'm your host, Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and our guest is Bruce Rawls. And Bruce, you were just talking, we kind of left off, it's not so much who we are. The question which we should be asking ourselves is what we are. And in this first chapter of your book, you state right up front, this isn't meant to be a bait and switch. I'm not presenting geometry to you only to turn around and talk metaphysics to you. But really, I'm deeply impressed so far with what I've read. Let's hear it from you. I tell listeners all the time, we are God sparks, we are energy, we're all energy in motion. I do believe that we have the capacity to undertake radical transformative change in our lives. I'd like to hear, before we have to, go off the air, I'd like to hear some of your thoughts on that.
Sure, yeah, I think, the radical change that we can make really is to shift our awareness from the idea of a finite separate self to one that really includes all of, not just mankind, but the whole cosmos, and that's not an easy thing to do. And it's simple in concept, but in practice, I think it takes a lot of discipline and mindfulness to remember that we're not just the little fleeting experiences that seem to happen to us, and in fact. The world really is a reflection coming from us, that we forget that part of the feedback loop. And when I was in college studying feedback systems, there's the concept of closed loop and open loop feedback systems. And the metaphor of things that come back are feedback that we can then respond or react to. And I think that if we can recognize that there's the part of the loop that's the mental process that largely is unconscious, is that we're unconsciously fabricating based on our belief systems and our choice of identity. And again, it's a choice of what we want to identify with. That then comes back to us as a feedback process. And we have, a tendency to think that the feedback is what defines us. But, well, it's actually what our choice of thoughts are that really define us. And the thought system of inclusion incorporates the idea of forgiveness, of realizing that we can choose to look at what seems to be happening to us as a blip on the cosmic radar of our true being, our true existence. And to not make such big deals out of things that come and go. And it's easier said than done, you know. Of course.
No, it is.
But I think with practice, you can begin to look at things that happen to you as not such a big deal and forgive yourself on some unconscious level for having made those things up and begin to extricate the white-knuckled grip we have on that identity that defines us in such a limiting way.
Right. Well, I think of two things that I've read recently. One was Jeffrey Grupp, a small book that one of my team had sent me on telementation, and he said, things don't happen to us. We happen to things. there's that level of control that we actually have. Once we know we have that this is what's happening, we can exercise discernment. You brought up another thing, practice, 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 and forgiveness. So important to learn to forgive others, but mostly ourselves. I was reading a book on Zen. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that when you mentioned others, I have sort of a mental trigger now. Whenever I hear the word others, I realize, wait a minute, this is a projection of a part of myself. And whenever
That's right.
I use the word others, indiscriminately and unmindfully, I'm recognizing that I have a tendency to unconsciously project an attitude of victimization. And if I can bring the word other back in, in fact, physicist John Wheeler said there's no out there out there.
That's
basically,
right.
Basically implying that they're really... Other is just a temporary construct that we've used to reinforce a thought system that may not be serving us to our true best interest.
Well, and I know for myself personally, I'm beginning to meet more and more people that are waking up to this, that are sincerely working to grasp this larger picture of who and what we are. But there's still a lot of hurting people out there. I can't believe the 2 hours is up, Bruce. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Listeners, look up his first chapter of the book online. Just Geometry Code, Chapter 1. It'll come up. You'll be so enthralled, you'll have to get the book. And I certainly hope that we can have you back, because we've really just kind of scratched the surface of what you have to offer people, Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you. I've enjoyed coming back. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the work you do. You have a wonderful day. I'll have a wonderful day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.